MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump's claims of an increased Iranian threat against U.S. targets now being challenged by America's allies in Europe. A British deputy commander saying no such increased threat's been reported in Iraq or Syria from Iranian-backed forces. Earlier this week, during a meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Germany's foreign minister said increased pressure on Iran would be the wrong course of action. One U.S. city says living in your car is not okay. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Homeless and those people who choose to live in their vehicles will no longer be allowed to park their vehicles on San Diego streets overnight. San Diego City Council member Mark Kersey says the city is going to start designating lots where car dwellers can stay.
Just want to create a balance between the rights of the neighborhoods and the rights of the folks that are sleeping in their cars.
The council heard hours of testimony from people on both sides of the ordinance that places the ban on sleeping in vehicles overnight.
I see this as an issue regarding health and safety because people who live in my neighborhood are defecating and urinating on the street.
And the Rolling Stones are still go for a tour after Mick Jagger's recent heart surgery. The band's No Filter North American tour was postponed last month after Jagger had the surgery to replace a heart valve. Yesterday, the 75-year-old singer posted a video of himself rehearsing some dance moves for the tour. Today, the Stones announced rescheduled tour dates. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's very special edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you to our country's most admired and successful entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals. And with the word successful defined on this program as not only what they've made, but how they've impacted others and given back. I'm John Resnick. It's great to be with you again today. Thanks for joining us. Folks, our guest today is not only one of my personal heroes, he also epitomizes the purpose of why we do this show. William Austin doesn't impress me just because he's the CEO of Starkey Laboratories, the world's leading manufacturer of custom hearing devices. That alone doesn't cut it. But it's what this man has done personally and through the Starkey Hearing Foundation that earns my utmost respect. William Austin has spearheaded the gift of hearing to hundreds of thousands of impoverished children around the world, and he's not slowing down anytime soon. Let's welcome today's guest and our friend, William Austin. Bill, welcome back to Legends of Success.
Well, it's good to be with you, John. It's always a pleasure to talk with good people, and you're doing a good thing with your show, and it's nice to be part of it.
Well, we're honored to have you part of our program and speaking in the lives of all of our listeners, because we truly look for great examples in America, people who set benchmarks and like I say, good examples for others. And I just want to commend you for all the great things you've been doing. How many missions did you go on this year alone so far, Bill?
Well, so far I've been on 7 missions, and I have 4 that I've gone along with the teams on, and I have 4 more scheduled. So that'll take me up to 11 through the year.
Absolutely incredible. And folks, what I want to do for your information, so you get a really good feel of what we're talking about today and who Bill Austin is. Bill is the owner and the CEO of Starkey Laboratories. As I alluded, that is the world's leading manufacturer of custom hearing devices. They've set standards in their industry, one of the true marks of a legend of success. Bill, give the folks an overview first of Starkey Laboratories so we can get a picture. And then after that, we're going to go back and see where all this began.
Well, Starkey Laboratories today, so you can get a picture, has facilities in 26 countries where we actually own factories and do work for people. We serve people all over the world. In all of the countries that we do not have facilities in, we try to make hearing available to those people. It so happens that some of the parts of the world are so impoverished that there is virtually no commercial market at all. And in those places, we're virtually just providing hearing help without any charge to people who need it. Also, within the countries that are commercially developed, we find that there are certainly people individually who, because of some challenges in their life, just don't have the means to get the hearing help they desperately need, so we try to make help available for those people. We have about 93 different locations in those 26 countries that we work from, and we supply thousands of customers that are in clinics, you know, universities, hospitals, doctors, hearing aid dispensers, audiologists with hearing devices to help them help people hear. So our business that keeps us open is serving the hearing impaired from those who can pay. And what gives us meaning in our life is just the expression of our art to help fix the broken ears of people and make them whole again, make them connected, help connect them with life, make them part of life.
And that you've been doing so well. If you had a guesstimate, how many of those people do you think you personally and your foundation help going back more than 30 years now?
Oh, John, it's the numbers are getting pretty large now because we've been consistent about it. And, the effects of our company have affected actually millions of people by now.
And that's true. I mean, I've calculated somewhere, and who knows how accurate the calculation is, Bill. I've gotten into hundreds of thousands, but what people don't realize is that the families, the immediate families who were affected by a loss of hearing, with someone in their family losing their hearing, they're all going through a lot of torture, aren't they?
Absolutely. A hearing loss separates people from each other. And people, we're a community animals. If we're alone, it diminishes us. We can no longer contribute to the family, to the community, and to our world. And when we help someone here, when we reconnect them to the sound around them and being part of life, it changes their whole life. You can imagine just the loss of vision. What that does is it's a handicap. You can bump into walls, which is frustrating if you don't see where you're going. You can't see the beautiful things in nature, the butterflies and the flowers and the trees. But the greatest handicap, really, is to be separated from people and be isolated. Mm. And that's what hearing does. It separates people from the exchange of thoughts and ideas and feelings with their fellow man.
Well, I've got to commend you again. You've not only been profit-driven for a company, but I think in a bigger picture, you've been purpose-driven. And you know, Bill, when you look at it, without being purpose-driven to help others, do you think you would have been as profitable and successful over the years?
I don't know. I think I could, you know, I think I could make money, but I don't think I would care about making it. So probably not. The only reason I work hard is so I can increase my capacity to give. To me, that brings meaning to my life. And business is not difficult, but to me, the reason for business is the service that the business provides. That the business is there to serve people, and we determined a long time ago that people are equally important, regardless of. Their financial status, and a hearing loss is certainly equally important. It should be a birthright. And if we can't, if our business is to fix people that would have broken ears, we have to make that available to all. We can't just help those with the money.
And I think that's probably what really inspired you to go to some of the third world countries where they absolutely do not have help.
That's right. We just had missions back from Vietnam, which I didn't go on, and China. And, you know, as we work around the world, just to see, sometimes I can tell you on recent missions, we often have mothers hearing their children for the first time, or children hearing their mothers for the first time. But I just stood in awe as a child for the first time tried to make sounds, and the mother could hear the child. And the child could hear the mother for the first time. Both of them had hearing impairment. And they'd just been separated from each other. And what an incredible thing it is to see those people be able to start to develop a communication.
Hmm. What an amazing story, what an amazing life you're living. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Austin, William Austin, the CEO and owner of Starkey Laboratories, and the founder, the creator of the Starkey Hearing Foundation. Is our exclusive guest on Legends of Success. Starting out with absolutely nothing, the man today has 3,500, 4,000 employees around the world, over $400 million annually they're doing in business. He has fit four of the five of the last U.S. presidents, including our former guest Jimmy Carter and also Walter Cronkite, who's been here. And now William Austin is spending his entire life giving back to others. When we get back, we'll see how his whole life story started out and how he got to where he is. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Bill Austin is our exclusive guest today. Bill is the CEO of Starkey Laboratories, the world's leading manufacturer of custom hearing devices. He has helped literally hundreds of thousands of impoverished children around the world. We're so proud to have him here today. Bill, let's go back to where all this began. We know that your company is now doing hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and you've got thousands of employees. You're all over the world, but I've read about it. You've told me personally it's not the money that truly motivates you. Your biggest motivation is giving back, correct?
My biggest motivation is actually doing the work that I do. The work in itself is its own reward, and I couldn't it brings meaning to my life to share the art that I've developed with the people who need it.
And I might add that in your, before we go back here for a second, that your entire days now, that what I understand, your entire workday is filled with just giving back. You don't personally charge.
The bulk of my time is now spent working on giving back, and it has been for quite a few years. I haven't written a check since 1970. When I first could get rid of that job by giving it off to accountants in the business, I don't see my bills, I don't see my charge cards or whatever. I try to devote all of my time to working on hearing and solving the issues of hearing people that I can. I don't play golf. I pretty much, this is my, it's my hobby as well as my passion. My hobby is actually fixing ears for people, and I don't personally charge for hearing aids or sell them. That's not something I like to do. I like to just focus on the problem and help people hear.
Well, you're doing a pretty good job of that. And where did all this begin? Where are you from originally, Bill?
I was born in Springfield, Missouri. My hometown is Nixa, Missouri, which is just 10 miles south of Springfield. And I still have a little farm down there that was my grandfather's farm.
I see. And growing up, were you industrious at all?
I think it was expected that I would be industrious, and I was. I started working, at a very early age to earn money to do the things that I needed to do or wanted to do, and it was, I think it was expected to, then. My father had survived the Depression. I was born in 1942, and we, everybody was expected to pitch in the family.
Sure. And growing up, your first dream, I believe, wasn't to be in the business you're in now. What was your first dream, business-wise or career-wise, Bill?
Well, actually, I finally decided what I wanted to do in high school. And I decided I wanted to be a physician because my grandfather had died of kidney failure. And there was no help for him. Everyone had to stand by and watch him slowly die. And he was a very good man, a very strong man, a very healthy man, other than his kidneys. And I decided to be a physician so I could help people. That's what I wanted to do. And as I went off to from Oregon, where I'd gone to the University of Oregon, to moved back to Minnesota to go to the University of Minnesota Medical School, I took a job making earpieces for hearing instruments. And when I saw how people could hear, I said, Bill, the reason you want to be a doctor is so you can help people. And I could see the difference in their faces and their eyes when they could hear again. He said, if you do this work, you'll be able to help people and you won't hurt anyone. There'll be no morbidity. You'll never lose a patient. But better than that, I saw something that I'd never seen before. I saw it captured the vision of business. I could see the future of building leverage through teams of people. I thought it was all about me. I was going to be a doctor, and with my healing hands, I'd help people. And it was just what I could do alone. And then I realized that I could do so much more with a team of people than I could ever do alone. I said to myself, I said, Bill Austin, you'll grow up. You'll get your degree. You'll probably become a doctor in Litchfield, Minnesota, or some small town. You'll affect the lives of maybe 15 or 20 people a day. If you go into business, you'll be able to have a world impact. You'll be able to, through the leverage of people, by working together in teams, have a greater effect on humanity. And I said, you only have one life to live. You only have one life to give, so you got to have the most impact. And I made that decision. It didn't take me days or weeks to think about it. That thought process all occurred in one day. I came home from the place where I worked, thought about what I had seen, and decided what I wanted to do.
What an incredible change and epiphany taking place. But when you first got in, I believe you had a part-time job working for someone else. You saw some injustices or inconsistencies in the hearing aid business. What did you see, Bill, and what did you not like?
Well, that was another thing I saw, and there's another thing I said to myself at the same time. I saw people that didn't explain themselves with honesty. And it wasn't because they wanted to be dishonest. They just weren't, very educated. They weren't very talented people in my mind. And I felt I could do it better. And I thought about, well, I wouldn't talk, communicate to people like that. That's not technically correct. And it was not necessary to be dishonest to get this job done right. In fact, it's an impediment. And I just felt convinced that it was a slow track. The people that I saw working in it, I said, Bill, if you want to win, get on a slow track. The people in this business are not doing it as well as it can be done. You can do better than that. So I thought that I could, not only would there be no morbidity, and not only could I leverage myself through teams, but I saw a lot of room for improvement I thought that I could make a big improvement over what was being done.
And do you feel that when you started to make an improvement, I know, Bill, and I'm skipping around because you have so much to cover. I have so much to cover in a short hour, you know. But my point is that when you started to increase the standards in your industry, I guess you weren't the most popular guy in the world because now you're standing out versus your competition.
Well, when I started out, we set policies that I thought were important to serving people better and with integrity. So in our service policies were one that we guaranteed not the part that was put in, but the product to perform. And that had never been done by any of the companies. It was always parts and labor, and a lot of parts were charged for that weren't needed, and that's how the companies made money. And I said, I'm not going to lie to people or be dishonest. We'll charge for an unconditional warranty on the product and recondition that product so it hopefully will perform during the warranty and beyond. And so we tried to make each hearing aid as new as we could and bring it back to
original
specs.
I think you also offered, if my research is correct, a 90-day trial period. They didn't work, they didn't like it, take it back, and a one-year worry-free warranty, which was a first in your industry. And that was back in the early 70s, correct?
Well, and then yes, that was talking back to the 60s. By the 70s, when we introduced the new products, I had started out by servicing hearing aids. But when we introduced the new products, before I sold the first ones, I thought about how they should be sold. And I said, well, the provision of better hearing is unpredictable at best, and only the person who hears knows how they hear.
Sure.
And for us to, what people buy aren't hearing aids. They buy better hearing. And it would be unconscionable to take someone's money for something they didn't receive. So we the only way to find out if they've received it is for the person to experience the hearing. So I said, all of our hearing aids will be sold on trial for 90 days. And when I introduced that policy, the competitors said I was crazy and I'd go broke within a year, and they thought it was laughable that I would try something so insane. And the International Hearing Society, which was the trade organization, tried to blacklist us for promoting heresy.
great sign for success. Hey, I got to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and finish that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, Walter Cronkite, our recent guest on Legends of Success, said, William Austin would undoubtedly be successful in any enterprise, but untold thousands of people are grateful he chose helping the hearing impaired. I'm John Resnick. This is Legends of Success. We'll be right back.
This is Professor Stuart Diamond of the Wharton School of Business. You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Alabama now has a new law that makes nearly all abortions illegal. Republican Governor Kay Ivey signing it into law late yesterday. And now a bill is progressing in Missouri that would ban abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Passing this morning in the Republican-led Senate, it still needs a vote in the House before it can be sent to that Republican Governor Mike Parson's desk.
Right now, the federal government is not on the side of working people. And that's because Donald Trump is playing a big con on America.
That's Democratic Mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, the latest to join the already crowded field in the race for the White House, saying this morning that he's proven that he can improve the lives of working Americans.
We're doing things like guaranteed health care for all New Yorkers, paid sick leave, pre-K for all.
He spoke on ABC's Good Morning America, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
William Austin is our exclusive guest on Legends of Success. Bill is responsible. As a matter of fact, he's called the magician by tens of thousands of underprivileged kids and the Santa Claus of hearing by countless families around the world. This man unselfishly gives of himself and his earnings and what he's created to help the impoverished and unfortunate children of the world who are hearing impaired hear again. And you know, a good question I wanted to ask you is, what's causing so much hearing loss? And is it greater today than it was before, Bill?
The hearing loss incidence today is so much greater than ever in our history, and it's climbing. And the reason for that is simply noise exposure. We have learned how to make things that make noise, and we've learned how to deliver sound to the ears directly. And that's a big issue. If you see someone with earbuds in their ears, these little things that they wear with, the little DVD players, the Walkmans, the whatever, they're using MP3 players to listen to music while they're exercising, while they're doing the work. Sound that's put directly into the ear canal, there's no room for that sound energy to dissipate. And sound energy that's that trapped in that smallest confine can damage hearing very, very quickly. And often people, when they're around, roller skating or whatever they're doing, they're out exercising in the noise of the city. They often turn these things up so loud that when they go by you, you can hear the sound coming out of their ears. Mm. At that level, they're just really rapidly damaging the hearing. Mm. Now, what happens is the development of hearing loss is rather insidious, so the person doesn't realize it. It's not like you lose all of your hearing in one day of noise exposure, but it's cumulative.
Yes.
So you lose just a little bit today and just a little bit tomorrow and a little bit more. And finally, after a few years of noise exposure, your hearing is down. Hair dryers have enough, sound energy to damage hearing. And then you go up to, lawnmowers or leaf blowers. Imagine the guys out working in a lawn maintenance business that are running around with leaf blowers every day. Every one of these people are going to need hearing help.
Yeah, they're too loud.
If they live, they're going to need hearing help. Hmm. The only way they'll avoid it is if they can get in a car accident and kill themselves. But if you just can't, you can't expose yourself to that kind of noise and not need help, not need to have your ears fixed. And, actually, they don't, pain in the ear begins at about 125 decibels, and there are people with these boom boxes in their, their cars are so beefed up that they're running at 140 decibels and more that it's measured. The loudest sound that's possible to occur physically is 194 decibels.
Hmm.
An airplane engine at 100 feet is about 140 decibels. And there are kids riding in cars that are putting out that level of noise. They're actually sustaining some pain in the ear and enjoying it. rapidly, but there's just so many things. I mean, even toys that are made for children, rubber squeak toys and things, can emit sound loud enough to, to be damaging to hearing. So there's so many things that didn't exist before our forefathers. So we have this new condition of more and more noise. With better health, people are living longer, and so there's more time to accumulate hearing loss and have it affect you. I think in the old days, who would have hearing loss in the community? Perhaps the blacksmith. Today, virtually everyone has an opportunity to be exposed to hearing loss.
Let me ask you this one, Bill. So many people out there have hearing aids, and they're all complaining they don't work. You and I spoke about a very close person to me last year. I told you about her problems with hearing. And, you know, when we look at this, there are so many hearing aids that aren't working for whatever reason. What makes Starkey, and if, again, folks, no one pays to come on here, but I'm really curious, what makes the Starkey technology so different that you're allowing people to hear who can't hear with a conventional hearing aid?
I don't know if it's our technology. Let me explain something. No hearing aid manufacturer, and there are six in the world today. We're the only American-based company that's a leading world manufacturer of hearing instruments. That business has all gone overseas. But there are five other companies besides my company that make hearing aids. Not one of those companies has any intention of making a bad hearing aid. So it's not about the hearing aid that's made poorly or the technology that's poor. We believe we're on the cutting edge of technology and we're doing a little better. But I think what's made a difference for us is the absolute dedication and focus to helping people hear, not make things. I think the other companies are engineering-driven, and they want to make things that work. I want to help people. Mm. And so because of that, I've learned every ear is different, and every person that ear is attached to is different. And you have to learn how to interface the device to the ear. And because of the extreme experience we've had of bringing so many thousands of people into our factories, and in particularly a world headquarters at our center of excellence that have had difficult ears to fit from our customers who've faced challenges, and we've flown them in at our expense or they've come in at their expense, and we've solved those problems. Our people who make the instruments have learned more from those patients, and we've learned how to do a better job. And it's just a matter of execution. It's a matter of responding to a lot of the hearing aids today are custom instruments. They're made for ears that are all different, and we've learned how to respond and build to the ear and interface to the ear a little bit better, and that's what's giving us the advantage. It's not about technology. It's not about a thing. It's really an art.
Let's take a quick break here, Bill. John Resnick here on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. We'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
William Austin has been sharing his life story with us. There's so much to cover on how he started out originally wanting to be a medical doctor, a physician, and he figured out that by building a business and working through the hands of a multitude of people, he could affect and improve the lives of so many others. And man, has he done that, helping so many thousands and thousands of hearing impaired around the world, and now spends almost his entire life giving back to others. He's created the Starkey Hearing Foundation, and he is the CEO and the owner of the world's leading custom hearing device manufacturer, Starkey Laboratories. Bill, understand you've got a big fundraiser. I saw the list of stars that were there last year. I'm so impressed. Tell the listeners about what you're doing.
Well, it's important for me to do this. When I started out, I thought, gee, I would just work really hard, and there would be no children in deaf schools anywhere in the world that we wouldn't reach out to and help. And that was when I was young and naive. I didn't realize how large the world is, and I came to understand that I couldn't do it alone, and it's going to be a continuing problem. I thought once that I'd get everybody started and get the hearing fixed, and everyone would just sort of realize how important hearing was and would automatically pick up the slack. I don't believe that anymore, and I know we have to create a lasting entity to do this work, and that's the Starkey Hearing Foundation. And this support that we're trying to achieve through the gala is very important because it reaches out to the community and involves people that want to be part of it. Garth Brooks, Trish Yearwood, his wife, and on the Guadalajara mission coming up, Trish Yearwood is going with me. Just find out what it's like to you know, really fit these hearing aids. We're going to have her help children and fit them and work with us.
So you've got Trisha Yearwood going, helping out to actually fit ears now, fit hearing aids.
Well, I think that's important.
That's wonderful.
A person, when they get up and perform for us, you know, they're not just talking about something they don't know about and something they don't feel.
That's great.
And when it comes from the heart, it has so much more meaning.
Before I forget, and there's no question about it, before I forget, for people listening right now, I think it's called, tell me again so I don't get it wrong. How can they get in touch with a website? How can they find out more information about this wonderful fundraiser you're doing?
It's sotheworldmayhear.org.
Okay, so sotheworldmayhear.org. I highly encourage our listeners, because we can listen, to just go and check it out. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Good morning, Hunterton. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterton kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterton County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterton, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Legends of Success.
95% of the kids in deaf schools around the world are not deaf. They can be helped with hearing aids.
We all take hearing for granted because it's always been with us. But when people don't have it, they desperately want to hear another person say, I love you.
I had to really hold back tears, you know, just to see the smiles on their face. I want to be able to touch as many people as I can while I'm here on Earth.
Starkey's goal this year is to do over 100,000 hearing aids.
We are getting the message out there, and it's growing.
Alone, we can only do so much, but together, you change the world.
There's literally thousands of people that have come to receive the gift of hearing.
We're giving these people hope again.
This is not something that they have to do. It's something they want to do.
I don't believe in disabilities. I believe in ability.
It's an organization that matters.
Bill Austin is our exclusive guest today. Bill is the CEO of Starkey Laboratories, the world's leading manufacturer of custom hearing devices. He has helped literally hundreds of thousands of impoverished children around the world. We're so proud to have him here today. You know, Bill, as we take a look at your life and the things you've accomplished and how you've helped others, do you have a philosophy that you live by, any tenets of success that you really that really drives your life and gives you passion?
Well, you know, I found that I talk to myself first and ask why I'm doing the work. And if I can find the underlying reason why it needs to be done, then I can find the passion to follow through and keep the commitment that's necessary to get the job done. So that started out from the very beginning when I asked myself what I wanted to do as a young man, and I decided that I wanted to help people. And then I decided that I could help more people through business than I could as a single physician in private practice. I didn't think I would be a good researcher. I didn't expect to develop a cure for polio like Jonas Salk or a major disease. And I said, Bill, you're just a good clinical guy. You're going to like working with people. And if you work in business, you'll be able to create teams and do more. So it's all deciding why you're doing something. If you know why you're doing it, if you find your purpose in life, and then follow that purpose. So I asked why I was doing it, and I asked why, and I did it well, and I asked why, and I did it well. And then I asked for direction in my life. It's important to keep asking. And when I ask for direction, and I receive the direction, I followed that faithfully. I promised to follow it faithfully. And today, we're serving people around the world just like the vision was. I had a vision of helping people around the world before we ever had one facility outside the United States. When we were just a small company in one place, our motto was for the foundation was so the world may hear, and I saw our company as a world company. In the 1970s, I knew I would be helping people behind the Iron Curtain, when theoretically the Iron Curtain hadn't fallen, and there was no way. But as we look to the future and we see where the world is going, where we're going, we knew that there would be no barrier that would keep us from going there. That we would find a way, and it would happen, and it has happened. So I think it's very, very important for people to continue to ask why, not what do I do or how do I make money, but why should I do this work? Why me? Why should I be chosen? What can I give that is going to make our community better, our world better, through sharing my art that I've developed? And that gift brings you life, brings you energy, and gives you the strength that you'll need to stick in there and do the work. So I've always been given back more than I give. When I go on a mission to other countries and I fit the children, I come back so strong and so energized, because the love that's reflected back to you when you can reach out and help someone who's, there's nothing they can give you, they can't even buy shoes, and when you can connect them with life, the respect and love that's reflected back is so energizing that it gives me the strength to just want to keep going on.
God bless you. What a wonderful life you live.
Well, think about anyone that finds this in their work can do this. If you find out what the meaning of your work is and why you're doing it, and you put the love of your work into your work, now how can you go to a fast food restaurant and get food like a little guy that comes from Sicily and opens a little restaurant, and you go to the restaurant, and when he has the love of his life, of his what he does, his art, his creativity put into that, there's no comparison.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. As you look forward, what are the greatest strategic challenges you think you have with Starkey moving forward in competition? Is it overseas manufacturing competing? How does this work?
Our greatest challenge is realizing the potentials that are there before us. It's easy to conceive. It's much more difficult to achieve. I know how important education is. We have much more complicated hearing instruments today. They're very sophisticated, and we have to teach our people how to apply them better so that the better hearing opportunities are realized that we have. We have wonderful opportunities. And so we have a great opportunity in education that must be realized in training and helping people develop the highest levels of skill. That's probably the biggest challenge that I have, and we're working on that today.
I just want to thank you so much for being my friend and being a guest on behalf of our listeners.
Well, you're more than welcome, John. It's my honor and pleasure to be with you anytime you need me to come and talk about hearing. I'd love to do that.
I also want to thank Monique Moss from Warren Cowan and Associates, our team at Legends of Success, for syndicating this program across America. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for tuning in. It's been fabulous having you with us today. And again, thank Bill Austin and the wonderful people with Starkey. You've been listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com.
Mike Hewitt here. Pelosi tells her Democrat caucus that Trump is goading us to impeach him. Truth is, she's placed herself between a rock and a hard place. Like Trump or not, the nearly $40 million investigation says he's innocent, of collusion, which isn't illegal in the first place. Ask Hillary. The special prosecutor doesn't like Trump, but do taxpayers really need to pay almost $40 million to learn that? Back to Pelosi. Half her caucus believes their own fundraising hype and see red, I mean blue. How does Pelosi rectify such a quandary? She goes on the attack. Thank God for the office of the presidency that President Trump has finally invoked executive privilege. Enough already, Nancy. Not one Democrat legislator has bothered going to look at the Mueller report made available to Congress. Maybe that's not actually what they want. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the strictest abortion ban in the land, and it's been signed into law by Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey. It makes nearly all abortions illegal except in cases where the mother's life is in danger, making no exception for rape or incest. The state attorney general is Steve Marshall, and he says, bring on the legal battles.
The attorney general's responsibility is to defend the laws of this state, and we're going to do that vigorously. And as somebody who strongly supports the right to life, I very much embrace this fight.
Meanwhile, a bill is progressing in Missouri that would ban abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Governor Mike Parson says,
I really believe this legislation will get done because I believe it is the will of the people.
The White House playing down reports about a rift in the Trump administration over any threats from Iran. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president is the ultimate decision maker and will make the best decisions to keep Americans safe. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Authorities in Wisconsin expected to release more details soon on a case in which a Wisconsin firefighter was shot and killed while on the job in Appleton yesterday. A city cop was wounded. Appleton Police Chief Todd Thomas.
Appleton police officers and firefighters responded to the 100 block of East Washington Street for a medical call. While treating the person, the incident escalated into shots being fired.
The police officer is expected to recover. Another Democrat running for the White House. This time, it's New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio, who announced this morning.
As president, I will take on the wealthy. I will take on the big corporations. I will not rest until this government serves working people.
But just hours after his announcement, dozens of NYPD union members are protesting his announcement. PBA members claiming the mayor is not negotiating their contract in good faith and calling de Blasio a phony progressive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141.
800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The head of the UN is concerned that a so-called nuclear coffin in the Marshall Islands is leaking into the Pacific. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is touring the South Pacific to raise awareness of climate change issues and saying he's concerned that the concrete dome built in the 70s to try to contain waste from an atomic bomb test site may be leaking now. Radioactive ash from the tests was poured into a crater. He said the crater was never lined, though, leading to fears the waste may be just seeping into the ocean. The search for a missing 4-year-old girl in Houston's been suspended. A volunteer group says they've temporarily suspended the search to find Malia Davis after following up on dozens of tips and leads. The group says they found no evidence that's been helpful. The group insists it's just a temporary suspension, though, till they can get more information. The girl's father, Darian Vence, was the last person to see her, and he's now been charged with evidence tampering. And Woodstock 50 is back on. A New York judge ruling yesterday the Japanese finance company that's behind it had no right to cancel the festival. He also ruled, though, the company does not have to return the nearly $18 million